Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Liz.
Hi, LaVon.
Hi there. We're so happy to be able to visit with you this morning out there in Pennsylvania, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Is it sunny?
It is not. It is a chilly day.
Oh, well, we're going to have a lovely day today and tomorrow, and it's going to be okay on Saturday when we get to visit with you again. We're going to tell people about that in a little bit. But I want to talk first about you and your partner have started this business about tools that especially fit women, but we're also going to talk about how we all need to use our body the best.
Right.
But let's talk Green Heron Tools. How did all of that get started and what motivated you?
Well, essentially what motivated us was personal experience. We were small-scale farmers for a number of years and had our own struggles finding tools and equipment that worked well for us. But we also had backgrounds in public health. My partner's a nurse, and so we knew that there was a connection between tools fitting and your health and injury prevention. And so I think we connected some dots that maybe hadn't previously been connected and realized that there was truly a need for tools and equipment that were made to scientifically work with women's bodies.
Mm-hmm. And so, of course, it's a good place to start is with your own experience. But then I think you included some other people as you sort of developed your ideas and so on. You didn't just stick with what was right there at hand. You went beyond that.
Right. Well, we were fortunate enough to get two grants from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They were small business innovation research grants because of the large increase in the number of women farmers. And as part of that, we did lots and lots of research. We had a survey online for 13 months. We did focus groups with women across the country. We did interviews. So we really got input from lots of women about what they needed and wanted. Plus, we had the all-important scientific piece of looking at the data about women's bodies, so that the first of our own tools, which is a hybrid shovel spade, was designed over a period of about 2 years with help from some engineers and doctoral candidates at Penn State University. So it's actually become a very scientific, data-driven process.
Mm-hmm. And what's unique about this shovel spade?
Well, everything about it is designed for women. And first of all, it comes in three sizes based on height, which is different from our quote-unquote one-size-fits-all mentality that we seem to have around tools. We joke that really means one size fits very few people.
Yeah.
So we also have an oversized D handle that is a really healthy diameter for your hand. It allows people to put two hands on the handle in a couple different ways, which enables you to keep your wrist straight. The blade has a nice big step on the top because women in particular, we rely on our lower body strength. And so that enables women to really safely capitalize on their lower body strength to get a blade in the ground. The shovel weighs less than 4.5 pounds. That was something that we heard from women all over, that tools are just too heavy. And there's actually an angle built into the blade because most women put a blade in at an angle because, again, we don't have all that upper body strength that men have to kind of power something straight in the ground. We, again, rely on our lower body. So everything about the shovel is really designed with women in mind, which is not to say that men don't like it also.
I was just going to ask that.
Yeah, we had a request from a man to make an extra large version if we could, which we're not able to do at this point. But, you know, there are features about the shovel that are pretty much universally appealing.
Yes, I would think the larger handle, for one, I think might be appealing to some people. And, yeah, just various things. So,
right.
Great. And let's talk a little more then about, you've mentioned several things that where women use their bodies differently, but I know that you, in addition to really applying this to tools, it's really important to you to talk about how we use our bodies when we're, especially, I guess, gardening and farming.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there are lots of women out there, men as well, but lots of women with musculoskeletal disorders, including lower back pain. That's the most common one. Farming, in which, you know, women are doing the same kinds of things that they're doing as gardeners, only maybe more so. It's the number one occupation associated with musculoskeletal disorders for women. So just basic ways that we use our body, ways that we bend, ways that we lift, are really important to our overall health. Anne, as a nurse, learned very early on how to lift correctly, for example, I never learned that, so I actually have probably more aches and pains than she does, even though I'm a little bit younger. So part of what we try to do is just, you know, give people some good general tips about how do you move in a way that minimizes your risk of hurting yourself, which in turn allows you to do things that you love longer, like gardening.
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we get into bad habits, and we really don't pay attention to how our bodies are reacting.
Exactly. I mean,
you know, we're thinking about, oh, we got to get that weed out of there, and we're not paying attention. And maybe if we did, we could correct some of those bad habits.
Absolutely.
So you are going to be at the garden seminar on Saturday, but I'm excited that you're going to be there. I'm also excited we're trying new technology. You're going to be there via technology, so we'll be able to visit with you and see you in living color, but you're still going to be in Pennsylvania.
That's right.
Yes.
Some of our tools are going to be there in Iowa.
So. Yes, yes. We're going to have the tools here, some of them that people can pick them up, handle them, and purchase them if they would like to do that.
Correct.
But I think then you're going to be, of course, visiting more about how we use our bodies well. And that's a part of that session on Saturday. And that starts at 9 o'clock. Come register at 8:30 at the Atlantic High School for the 15th Annual Garden Seminar. The cost is still $35. It includes breakfast and lunch and door prizes and the opportunity to meet Liz and Ann via satellite internet. I'm not quite sure. Somebody else is handling that technology part.
<That's right>.
And I'm really looking forward to handling your tools and seeing those. I want to talk a little bit about Green Heron,
Okay. The
name of your company, because there's a little story attached to that.
There is. There are actually two stories. One, when we were doing small-scale farming, we called our farm Green Heron Farms because we were fortunate enough to have green herons nesting in some forest on our property. After we named our business Green Heron Tools, serendipity came along, and we actually found a reference online to green herons being one of the only birds in the world that uses tools. So it felt like one of those kind of
moments
where we must have been on the right track when we called our business Green Heron Tools.
So those are, I think green herons are something we probably don't see much in Iowa.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Chris is shaking his head. Yes, we do or no, we don't?
Yes, we do.
Oh, thank you, Chris. So we need to be on the lookout for those. And maybe pay attention to what they're doing and learn a little bit that way, too. So talk a little more about your background. I mean, how did you get interested in farming?
Well, we had both been organic gardeners for many, many years. And Ann's son happens to be a marvelous gourmet chef. And way back when, he was looking for various types of heirloom produce that he couldn't find locally, and so we agreed to enlarge what was already a large garden and start to produce some things for him, and it sort of snowballed from there. We love working in the dirt, we love growing food, and so we ended up selling at some farmers markets, but it all came about because he had a particular need mm-hmm. for his restaurant. Now there are lots of growers who are producing those wonderful heirloom varieties. But at the time, in our part of the world at least, a lot of them weren't available. So that's how we got into it.
Mm-hmm. So with all of your work on Green Heron Tools, do you still have time to garden and farm?
We have time to have a large garden for personal and family use, but we no longer have time to sell.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So do you have some favorites you raise? I'm thinking, again, I'm trying to think if there are any differences. What are some of the favorite veggies you plant?
Well, I'm a tomato nut myself, and grow some varieties that aren't particularly widely known. There's one called Prue. There's Black Prince. There's Rosa de Bern. You know, we've tried probably at least 100 varieties of heirloom tomatoes through the years, and we've narrowed it down to about 20 favorites. We also have great favorites in heirloom lettuces, but we grow a wide range of crops from, winter squash to onions and potatoes and, lots of different things. But the thing that gets my blood going is the tomatoes.
And heirloom, I know heirloom tomatoes exist. I've had a few of them, but had no idea there were quite so many varieties available.
Oh, there's probably thousands. Especially there's a group called the Seed Savers Exchange, which is based in Iowa.
That's right.
And if you're a member and you get their big fat yearbook, you have access to just the mind-boggling array of varieties that, you know, some of them, many of them aren't commercially available, but you can get them from, you know, growers who are keeping those varieties alive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to remind folks about the garden seminar, and then I want you to tell us how we can find out more about Green Heron Tools. But this Saturday, the 16th, Atlantic High School, registered 8:30, starts at 9. We're done at 3:30. And come and enjoy lots of sessions, including Ann and Liz, and handle their tools and see what this is all about. So come on over to the high school on Saturday. And if people can't come, and they want to know more about your tools and your background, how can they do that?
Well, the best way is to visit our website, which is www.greenherontools.com. And we not only have a lot of products available, but we also have a very large resources section where we have information about, you know, how do you choose tools? There's lots of tools out there. You know, there are lots of tools that we ourselves don't make. So how do you, when you go to the store, you know, how do you pick ones that are right for you? We've got information on taking care of your body. We have a lot of resources for women gardeners and farmers. So our website really doubles as a, you know, a venue for purchasing our tools, but also learning a lot about taking care of your body, using tools, and gardening and farming.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to hearing from you on Saturday, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, LaVon. Mm-hmm. It's been my pleasure.
Bye, Liz.
Bye-bye.